Shabbat Maaseh Paradala Mishnah Gemara Nitzel Zeifer Minam Mata. Somebody takes some olives from the vat. The vat is where the olives are stored, in order that they'll soften and you'll be able to press them for their oil. And he takes a few olives in order to eat them. You can dip each olive individually into salt and you can eat it without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. And even though once you salt it, that obligates you to take off Trumas and Maaseh, that's only if you salt a number of them together. But in this case, you're salting only each one separately, so therefore, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maaseh prior to eating it. But if you salt a bunch of them and then you put it in front of you, you would be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh, as Melech, Kovat, Lamaiser, salting obligates you to take off the Trumas and Maaseh. Rabbi Eliezer, I met Namasana Torah Chayim. Rabbi Eliezer said, if the person who's eating the olives took them from a vat which contains the olives that are tar, in such a case he'd be obligated to take off the Trumas and Maaseh from the olives that he eats, even if he doesn't salt the olives. The reason being is because whatever olives he doesn't end up eating, he can't put back in the vat. As we're talking about where the person who's eating the olives is tummy, so he's metami the olives that are put in front of him. So now, if he doesn't finish all the olives, he can't put it back in the vat. Since the vat contains olives that are tar, he doesn't want the olives that are tummy to be metami the rest of the olives. So since he can't put back the olives into the vat, the eating of the olives is considered an achila, permanent type of achila, and therefore he's obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh. Now the Mefarshim asks, how did the person who is tummy get the olives out of the vat in the first place without being metame all the olives in the vat? And the Mefarshim answer, that he took them out using a utensil, which is not makabel tuma, or he had his friend take them out and give it to him, and that's how the person who is tummy took olives out of a vat which contains olives that are tar. But if the person took olives from a vat which contains olives that are tummy, in such a case he would not be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the olives that he is eating, since whatever olives he leaves over, he can put back in the vat, since anyway the olives are tummy. So therefore, the achila of the olives is considered an achila sarai, a temporary type of achila, and he would not be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the olives that he is eating. Sachet Maaseh Farah Dala Mishnah Dala Shoifin Al-Agat Ben Al-Kham and Ben Al-Zayn and Pasuk Dibri Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to drink wine on the wine press, whether you diluted the wine with hot water or with cold water. In both cases, you can drink the wine without first taking our Trumas and Maaseh, according to Rabbi Meir. As when you drink the wine on the wine press, it's considered a shtias arai, temporary type of drinking. And therefore, even though you diluted the wine with water, it's still a shtias arai, which is pasuk from Trumas or Maaseh. Now, you have to have most of your body on the wine press in order to drink the wine without taking on Trumas or Maaseh. But if most of your body is outside the wine press, and you're just leaning over the wine press when you're drinking, in such a case, you're not allowed to drink it without taking on Trumas and Maaseh, as we would be afraid that maybe you'll end up pulling the cup towards you when you drink, and you'll be drinking outside the wine press. And when you drink outside the wine press, that's a shtiyat kavan, that's a permanent type of drinking, and that would obligate you to take off Trumas or Maaseh. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadok Machayev. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadok holds that even when you drink the wine on the wine press, you're obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh before drinking the wine. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadok is afraid that maybe you'll end up drinking the wine outside the wine press, which is a shtiyat kavan, so therefore the Rabbanim were geyser and they decreed that even when you drink the wine on the wine press, you can't drink the wine without first taking off Trumas and Maaseh. The Chacham Maimer, Alacham and Chayev, Va'al Atzonim Patu, Chacham Ho, that it depends whether you diluted the wine with hot water or with cold water. If you diluted the wine with hot water, even when you drink the wine on the wine press, you have to take out Trumas and Maaseh prior to drinking it. The reason is because since you diluted the wine with hot water, whatever wine you don't end up drinking, you can't pour back into the rest of the wine. The reason being is that since it was diluted with hot water, if you pour it into the rest of the wine, it will ruin the rest of the wine, as the hot water will ruin the wine. So since you can't pour back the remainder of the wine that you don't drink, the shtia that you do drink is considered a shtia kabai, permanent type of drinking, which obligates you to take off Trumas and Maaseh. But if you diluted the wine with cold water, in such a case, you would not be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the wine if you drink it on the wine press, as it would be considered a shtia arai, temporary type of drinking, since whatever wine you don't end up drinking, you can pour in with the rest of the wine, and it would not ruin the rest of the wine.